Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, we think, is Elliot Shoreparks. Is Elliot Shoreparks. Elliot's call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hi, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
We're awesome.
What up, B?
Playoff fever, Elliot, or what?
You feel it?
Oh, how could I not be? I'm down here at the NovaCare. They got DMX in the hype video, 11 out of 10 on my... Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm ready to go.
Oh, I have not listened to the hype video yet. Is that the music they're using?
You were the first person I thought of when I heard the song. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't.
Oh, I've not listened to it. I've seen it, but I haven't listened to it yet. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, when Elliot said that, I was like, wait a minute, DMX can't be in the, he died.
Right,
but,
yes.
But you mean music.
Yes.
What song?
I know.
We're pushing it, yeah.
Crushing.
I know the song, but it's not. I can't think of the name.
We got to ask Broads next time, I guess.
Yeah, you didn't even know that was X going to give it to you. Yo, it's dark in hell, it's hot.
Okay, all right.
That was a good Broads.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds nothing like Broads. It kind of sounds like a surfer version of Broads, but that's my Broads.
We need honest Broads.
Yeah, honest Broads.
AI could handle that. But
all right, Elliot. I'm going to go through injury stuff with you because this is, you know, we were going into this playoff game and we were like, wow, look at how healthy we are. And it seems a little more shaky than it seemed maybe a week ago. So A.J. Brown didn't really practice last week. He didn't practice. He barely practiced on Wednesday. He didn't practice yesterday. And I assume he didn't practice today because of the knee. You spoke to him in the locker room just now after practice. What was his thoughts on playing Sunday and how the knee is?
So he says he's good to go. He'll play on Sunday. I asked him if this was a new knee injury that he suffered at practice on Wednesday. And he said, no, this is something he's been dealing with. You know, he said that this is something that they've had a plan with. It doesn't sound like that plan started on Wednesday. It sounds like maybe this was a multi-week thing. Remember, he's been dealing with a bit of a knee injury since the Dallas game. So I think this is probably related to that. Now, he was out at practice today, so I wouldn't be so sure that he's not a full participant in practice today. We'll find out when the injury report comes out in a little bit. But just being there talking to AJ, the vibe I get is he's definitely – hurt. Like, he is dealing with a knee injury. There's been times this year where AJ's been dealing with something and I've talked to him at his locker and it didn't seem like it was bothering him. I don't think this is bothering him, like, to the extent where he'll be, you know, like, not himself on Sunday, but I think he's definitely dealing with something going into this game.
Yeah, the thing that made me not feel like it was their plan was the fact that he came out to practice on Wednesday and he left after 10 minutes.
Yep. So he actually addressed that today, and it sounds like he wasn't even supposed to be at practice. Like, he just got on the bus and rode over there, and I guess maybe at that point they were like, no, like, you shouldn't be out here. So it doesn't sound, which I think this is good news, like he went out to practice Wednesday, you know, landed the wrong way or did something and it made it worse. I think this is just something he's been dealing with.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to ask him about the Slim Reapers back.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
yep.
Smitty. Smitty didn't practice today. Is that anything that we should be concerned with?
You know, I think it's in a similar vein to AJ where the expectation is he will play on Sunday. Devontae actually talked earlier in the week. He didn't talk today or or was in the locker room, so no, have no update from him on how his back is feeling. He had back tightness. They want to be cautious with him. I think the overall thing, and this would probably apply to AJ too, but with Devontae, is these are two injuries that, you know, I think are fairly easily flared back up in a game, like back tightness, knee soreness. So the concern, I don't think, is going into the game, where at the start, I think they'll be fine when they start the game on Sunday. It's just when your two best receivers are going into a game with, like, muscle injuries, for lack of a better term, I would just be nervous, you know, if something happens in the game.
Do we know what the AJ knee thing is?
Like, no, not specifically.
What? Okay, no. So we don't know if it's a bruise or a tendon or
right.
Like, we have no idea what it is, right? Okay.
Well, no,
it was a knee. I don't remember. It was a knee last year, right? That kept him out of the Tampa game.
Was,
right?
Yeah.
So he's actually had knee injuries. When the Titans traded him, there was some talk that part of the reason they traded him is because they had long-term concerns about his knee injury. I think he had surgery on both of his knees one off season. So knee injuries are something he's dealt with before. Obviously, since he got here, I think he's missed, you know, like 4 or 5 games in 3 years. So it hasn't been an issue. But when you take into account his history with knee issues, the fact that earlier in the season he left a game feeling fine and then it started to hurt on Wednesday, I do understand why you would, if you're the Eagles, you would probably just be like, no, don't practice this week just to make sure you feel better for Sunday.
I think this is all karma because we were so celebrating our health while watching Detroit's injuries, and now it feels like our quarterback or two wide receivers. So all right,
good thing they didn't go for the record, right? They're nice and healthy going into this one.
Yeah, stop it.
Way to bring it back.
Well, imagine what would have happened if they played, huh?
Maybe they'd be hurt. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, I can't stand you, Elliot. So that brings us to the quarterback. So Jalen Hurts officially out of concussion protocol as of today, and I assume he was a full go at practice today as well.
Yeah, that would be the assumption. He was a full practice participant in practice yesterday. He was officially cleared this morning. I think he's talking to the media any minute here. So he's all good to go. He had the two different color Jordans on at practice. He's very much back to being a regular Jalen. So, you know, seems like going into Sunday, he's good.
He's back to being regular.
Well, that was a great line. That feels like something I would have said. Not because it was great, because it was sarcastic. And
He has the two Jordans on. I'm a fan of the two Jordans. So yeah. I was just saying, little antidote there.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you. We focus so much on the offense defensively. N'Kobe Dean. What's he been like this week at practice? Has he been a full participant? I know he's coming off what do you have?
It was an abdomen injury.
Yeah, injury. So yeah. So what's he been like this week?
He seems good to go. Talking to him in the locker room. He's excited for the game on Sunday. There's no real mention of the injury. You don't see him wrapped up or anything like that. And it's a good question because he's a really important player in this game. As much as we've talked about Jordan Love's elbow and Christian Watson not being out there, the sense I get just from being down here all week is their focus is on the run game. They're going to shut down the run and see if Jordan Love can beat them with his arm. And N'Kobe's a huge part of that. Not just against the run with Josh Jacobs, but if they try to get Jacobs the ball in the flat, there were a few times in week one against Green Bay where he did a great job, getting out in the flat and making a tackle. Almost had that pick six, if you remember, against Green Bay. So N'Kobe's a crucial player this week, and I sense that he's fine and good to go.
All right. And, you know, so everyone, when I say everyone, Kellen Moore was asked about rust and Nick Sirianni was asked about rust with Jalen. Jordan Mailata said he was good at practice. And they say, well, they're not worried about rust. That has to be not true, right? I mean, there has to be, I guess concern is a weird word because what are you going to do about it? But there has to be a little bit of concern with Hurts and the fact that he hasn't really played very much football in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think just from what they've said this week, like they feel like Jalen had a good week of practice. He's looked sharp. I don't know how you coach around rust. I mean, you could maybe early in the game get him a few easy completions. Maybe don't throw it 50 yards down the field on the first play of the game. So there's that. I think they're leaning on the fact that, for the most part, these guys have got a ton of reps together in practice all year. Now, my opinion of it would be, I think it's absolutely fair to be nervous about it. He hasn't played in, you know, basically a month, if you exclude the two series he was out there against Washington. AJ's hurt. Devontae's hurt. The Packers are one of the quickest starting teams in the league. So one concern I have for this game is, if they start slow and the Packers come out quick, because the Packers could have been up like 21-0 in that first game in week one against Brazil. Like, is the link going to get super tense? Is it going to get ugly? Are people going to start to panic? So I think the concern about Russ is real going into this game.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be there. I would caution everybody to just be a little patient.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. 4 o'clock Eagles game? I'm sure they'll be totally patient, actually.
Yeah.
I imagine that the way we'll be able to describe
it. At least give us
lane.
Two series. Oh, yeah. Give us two drives.
Yeah. I think the best way to describe the crowd of the link on a playoff Sunday at 4 o'clock against the Packers is patient. They're just going to wait and see.
Yeah. Right. I think he'll get like two throws, let alone two drives. It's important to start quickly, for sure.
Okay.
Elliot, before we get your thoughts on the game itself, the Eagles had six total all-pro selections, but only two on the first team. The two on the first team, Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond. Now, we know Saquon Barkley is under contract the next 2 years. Zach Bond is not. If you had to give percentage chance that the Eagles pay up and keep Zach Bond, what do you think that percentage is?
Like 99.9.
Really?
I think the only way they don't pay Zach Bond is if another team makes a stupid offer and just gives him so much money. Now, obviously, Zach Bond right now in his career, like, he should take the most money, right? He's not, like, made a ton of money in his NFL career, so this is his first big payday. But I know making All-Pro obviously impacts it on how people view him or, the, you know, other teams around the league will, but he's still going to be 28 years old. He's been good for one season. If you just look around the league, 28-year-old linebackers don't get paid a lot of money. So I think he'll get probably around $10 million a year, maybe nine, and I think they'll pay him. So, yeah, I think he'll be back.
Just $10 million, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, and $10 million is not too shabby.
It's not too shabby, but it would put him like 10th or 11th highest paid linebacker in the NFL.
I don't think he's going to get one of these deals where it's like, oh, you know, it's the highest paid linebacker in the league, or he's top three. Like, maybe he gets close to top five just because it's free agency, but his age really matters here. Like,
it
a lot
does.
Of linebackers that get big money are like 24 years old. So the fact he's on the older side, he'll still obviously, again, $10 million is probably more than he's made in his whole career so far. But I am very confident Zach Bond will be back.
All right, Elliot, yep. How do you see this game going on Sunday? I don't know if you do your official prediction in like some tweet with an image or something, but this is playoff time. We're the afternoon show. We're the big dogs. We need something out of here.
Yeah.
I'll have it on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads for you guys Saturday morning. But I'll give you guys a sneak peek. So I think they win the game. I think they win it 27-24. I think Jake Elliott kicked a game-winning field goal. My opinion on this game is I think the Eagles are a better team. I think they have better players. But I think the Packers have enough individual talent where if the Eagles don't bring their A game, they could definitely keep it close. I'm not really worried about Jordan Love. I think there's a shot he'll make three or four throws in the game that'll keep things interesting. But his accuracy is not very good. He's not very consistent. The receivers, I think, without Christian Watson are manageable. And if they're going to spend all week focusing on the run, I'd be pretty surprised if the Packers run all over them. So I think it'll be a little on the lower scoring side. I don't think the Eagles get in the 30s. But ultimately, I think they win the game.
All right. Well, you can get the Go Birds podcast, which comes out twice a day now, I believe, at least during weekdays.
That's more right. More content. Yeah. More.
Content. King of content.
That's what everybody wants.
Elliot Shore Parks. You can get it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. All right, Elliot. Thanks as always, man.
All right, brother. See you Sunday. Dress warm.
I can't wait. Oh, don't worry. I'll be ready. I'll talk to you guys.
So, Jalen's talking right now. Do you want to hear it? Do we want to?
Sure. Okay. We haven't heard from QB1 in a few weeks.
So, why don't you tell everybody about Verizon, and then we will hear from Jalen.
Sounds good. The Super Bowl is right around the corner. So, what's your plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year? Or are you ready to step it up a little bit and try something even better? Now, I'm talking about Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. It's at Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. It's a Super Bowl experience like no other. You'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. Super Bowl only comes once a year, everybody. So you got to be here. Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Let's go. Tickets are limited. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. So see VerizonFanFest.com for more details.
All right. So we haven't heard from Jalen since the Friday before the Commanders game, and he's talking now. Here it is.
You had the concussion until you got cleared.
Just obviously being out of routine.
been out of routine. You go through a routine every day, and being out of that is challenging. I'm obviously dealing with different symptoms. Ain't fun either.
Have you ever suffered a concussion before?
No, sir.
Were you scared?
I have faith. Everything's fine.
And how long did it take for you to kind of feel right?
For me to clear protocol, so I'm great now.
When you suffered the concussion, it looked like you were trying to get back on the field and then went in the tent, then tried to get back on the field again. What happened in that moment?
So far long ago, I don't really remember. I'm good now, though. Getting ready for a playoff game, big wild card game that we got to go get.
How do you feel physically? You've had, from what we know, you've had a couple of weeks kind of off, you didn't do stuff. Does your arm feel stronger? Do your legs feel fresh? Does your body feel better?
I feel ready to go.
You mentioned the routine not being there. What's it been like this week, kind of, I guess, getting back into that routine a little bit?
Yeah, it's been fun. Been fun being around the guys. Really the main thing there. This team, these guys are a big part of my routine. It's just being around them and talking ball and getting better. So that's been fun. It's been a great week.
Is that one of the hardest parts, you think, was kind of being away from the guys?
Being away from the guys, being away from the game, being able to challenge yourself to progress and get better. I'm aware that, the last game that I've played, as the Pittsburgh Steelers in fullness. And so I think that's a good note to leave on. We just want to build off of where we left. Into this game, also going into this game and playing this team, because that's the main thing, the team we're about to play. Obviously, we've gone through 3 weeks of coach coming up here and saying he's still in protocol. And now he's saying that he's not in protocol anymore. So I don't think there's anything else to talk about with that. I'm thankful that the refs and everyone did what they were supposed to do in that time. They made the right decision in that moment, and I'm thankful and blessed for that. And now I'm ready to go. And I think we move forward to the Green Bay Packers, playing the team that we played before. This is a team that I feel like you played so long ago in its own little season in Brazil. The reality is we've seen how we've evolved and we've progressed over the year. And so I think in all three phases, we're a whole different team. We're not the same team that they saw in Brazil in terms of how efficient we've been in the run, how deadly Saquon has been, and how we've been able to play really good defense. And so it'll be a great challenge for us seeing a different team, if you will, but also them seeing a different team as well. And we got to go out there and compete and play good ball.
Not having AJ or Devontae for certain practices this week mean anything in terms of preparation for Sunday?
I think it. Anytime guys aren't there, in actuality, it does mean something. But ultimately, the trust and faith you have in everyone that's here, that always remains.
One of the changes for the Packers is Edgerrin Cooper getting into the starting lineup at linebacker. What does he bring to the table? What kind of difference does he make to that unit overall?
Lots of speed. Flies around. All of their linebackers fly around. And their defensive backs fly around as well. They play what they play well. Great vision, defense. And then obviously, the front seven has always been really good. We got to be on our P's and Q's as normal and play clean, play sound, fundamentally sound football.
Jalen, in the past, when you've missed a game or two, when you came back, did you ever feel rusty, or is that not really a thing?
No.
These past 3 years, the context entering the postseason has been different each time. How would you say the team is and you are kind of big picture going into the playoffs?
The only big picture is now. What's in front of us, The week's still not over. I know you guys are seeing me on a different day of the week, but still preparing. Obviously, continue to stack hay into the barn until it's time to go, and just taking it one day at a time.
How much studying were you able to do even before you guys
knew that you'd be playing the Packers this week. I mean, were you able to do any of that stuff on your own before being able to come back?
I wasn't able to, no. I wasn't.
This is a defense that tested you in the passing game the first time around. What do you see it in that regard this time around?
As far as?
Passing game, like what things you learned from, you know, going against the Packers first time and going in this game?
I mean, a really good defense, got great players. We just got to play clean football when we play a team like that.
There's a couple of young players on defense who are going to be experiencing playoff football here in Philly for the first time out there. How would you describe that to them, playing at the Link in the playoffs, home field advantage here?
Just own the moment and dominate your box. That's all that we ask of everyone. That's all that I ask of everyone. It's a great opportunity, obviously. You know, everything that we've been able to accomplish this year, but it means nothing at this point. And so you have to take it one day at a time, truly. Take it day at a time, obviously, and go give it your best.
What does getting Dallas back do to the pass offense and also the run offense, the run game?
Yeah, we'll see. Got a lot of confidence in Dallas.
I think we got what we needed there, Fran. Thank you. So, you know, the thing I took from that, two things, actually. First of all, we have serious Jalen back.
Jalen, locked in.
Yeah, locked in, serious Jalen. The two things I took, one, I'm just judging by the way he was talking about it. It did seem like the concussion was serious, and I don't want to overestimate it, but he felt it. You know what I mean? Like, this was not a
this
small
idea
thing.
That, yeah, he's been healthy for 2 weeks and they just didn't want him to practice or anything.
Yeah, I don't want to say he sounded, scared isn't the right word, but he sounded affected by what happened.
Yeah.
You know, they asked him if he was scared about it, but he didn't really answer, but it definitely sounded like it was a serious thing, which, and concussions are. The second one was.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Because he could have very easily, and I've been in this position as a player, to where you downplay it.
Right.
To where you make it as if, oh, you know, I was good. You know, they just precautionary reasons or what have you. But, no, he sounded as if, man, he really wasn't himself for a few weeks there.
And the other thing, and I suppose he has to say this, but they asked him if he was able to do any studying on his own, and he said no.
Right.
Now, he's not allowed to be in meetings or anything like that. I guess he's not allowed to do football things.
Right.
My gut would be he's not sitting at home not looking at the stuff, but that is something to just not even be involved. We knew he wasn't in the meetings.
Maybe he was sitting at home not looking at anything.
Because maybe he was in bad shape for a little while, you know?
Yeah.
We didn't see him at all. This is the first time he's talked since then. So there he is, Jalen Hurts. All right, back to your calls. Are you nervous about the game on Sunday? I am. Ike, of course, thinks I'm a coward.
Well,
215, as usual. Here we are. We're back. 215-592-9494. So your calls on Sunday's game. I think people are taking the Packers lightly. I think they're the fourth best team in the NFC, not the seventh best team in the NFC. And we have a real game on Sunday. And coming up next, of course, it's home. Well, I guess we have the forecast whether it's home or away. But he's back.
Hey.
Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.